Okay, so today we're going to be talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. There are a lot of people who have heard of this disorder, and many people probably know a lot about it, or maybe even know someone who has it. The textbook, Fundamentals of Abnormal Psychology, written by Ronald J. Comer and Jonathan S. Comer, discusses post-traumatic stress disorder, and it talks about the different symptoms and the people that can experience it, and it really includes anyone who has experienced a traumatic experience, such as rape, combat, another kind of physical assault, maybe an airplane crash, or any sort of natural disaster even. Just basically any traumatic event that leads to symptoms such as anxiety, insomnia, worry, anger, depression, and irritability, and flashbacks. These are all symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Today, specifically, I want to focus on how it relates to abortion, because that's a very discussed topic right now. And whether or not you agree with it or not, women are having abortions. And so it's important to think about, are they experiencing this disorder afterwards? And do we need to put treatments in place to help them and counsel them after they've had the abortions to help them get back to living their life? Or is there no risk at all? So today we're going to look at that and how those are related. And first, we're going to talk about an article written by David Reardon. And he kind of talks about how there is a controversy with abortion and mental health. And there are the two different perspectives of, you know, whether can a woman who's had an abortion, is she more susceptible to post-traumatic stress disorder or not? And so he talks about how there are agreements between both sides. So abortion is associated with elevated rates of mental illness compared to women who haven't had it. And it does contribute to mental health problems for some women. Maybe not necessarily all. And even the ones that are susceptible, that doesn't mean they're going to have it, but it does increase the risk. And especially if they did have a pre-existing mental illness, this can increase it. This is a very difficult field to research. And especially now, we've had a lot of new rules coming into place, like when is an abortion legal? So recently, the law was made to where now you can have later abortions in some places. So that was another research article. It was titled Late-Term Elective Abortion and Susceptibility to Post-Traumatic Stress Symptoms. And so this study kind of, it just talked about whether later-term abortions increase the susceptibility to post-traumatic stress disorder even more. And so they did do this study on women who had abortions throughout, and they mentioned that while most abortions do occur within the first trimester, there is a small percent that do occur later. And so they were just looking kind of for differences between women who had early and late abortions. And so they found kind of that a lot of times women who have later abortions don't have as much support as those who have earlier abortions. And so this can often lead to like a lot of stress encountering it, which can maybe result in post-traumatic stress symptoms. And so that is one thing about the later term abortions as opposed to the early ones. And it can just give them a lot of anxiety and lead to post-traumatic stress symptoms, not necessarily the disorder, but definitely symptoms of it. And so that is what that article discussed. There was another experiment or research study conducted looking at whether abortion increased a woman's risk for post-traumatic stress that looked at women who had sought abortions 4 years after they sought it. And they tested women from across the U.S. in 30 different abortion facilities for PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as PTSS, just the post-traumatic stress symptoms, which is a good thing because, as our textbook mentioned, a lot of times the symptoms don't come up right away. A lot of times they might not come up for 6 months after an event happened. And so this study looked at it 4 years after it happened. And they found that the women that they tested, of those women, 39% did report post-traumatic stress symptoms, and 16% reported at least three. And while a lot of the women that reported the post-traumatic stress symptoms did attribute it to abortion, a lot of women attributed it to other things as well. 30% attributed it to either sexual, physical, or emotional abuse or violence, and 20% attributed it to nonviolent relationship issues. And while 19% just attributed it to the pregnancy in general. So this study found overall that there is not a connection and that an abortion does not increase a woman's likelihood of post-traumatic stress disorder. There was another study done that looked at the prevalence of PTSD among these women, and almost half of the women that they studied or interviewed reported having these symptoms. And so as they were looking and like surveying these women, a lot of the women who reported it did have maybe pre-existing depression or anxiety, which increases a woman's risk for post-abortion PTSD or post-traumatic stress symptoms. Overall, the outcome of this study was that while PTSD is rare among women who request abortions, a pretty high number do suffer from post-traumatic stress symptoms. And so if we're looking at all of these studies and just a lot of things I think that are talked about maybe in the media or just among friends in general, it seems like there isn't a strict like rule of or consensus really over this. But overall, from all these studies and articles, abortions do not seem to mean that a woman will have post-traumatic stress disorder. But a lot of times it does contribute to these, to the symptoms, to a lot of the symptoms, even if they don't receive a diagnosis. And so I think it's important to consider this, especially even pre-abortion. Maybe it would be helpful to counsel women and check their mental state beforehand to see, are they going to be more prone to symptoms of stress, post-traumatic stress, after an abortion? And do we need to recommend counseling programs for them to help them through this? Because even just the pre-existing conditions can have an impact. That was another thing discussed in our textbook about women who experience sexual assault. Of women who are of rape victims, 94% fully qualified for a diagnosis of acute stress disorder when they had been observed 12 days after. And so some women who choose to have abortions are doing it because they were raped. And if they are experiencing that stress, and then you maybe have stress from family members who are putting pressure on them in other ways, maybe pressuring them to have the abortion or not supporting them, that can also increase the stress. And when that's all added on top of each other, that can lead to a lot of post-traumatic stress symptoms. And so it will be helpful, I think, to have these counseling services in place and make them very available to these women who are having abortions so that they can receive help and get back to living their life and get back to a healthy mental state. And even women who have not been raped and that's why they're having an abortion, maybe just that's what they're choosing to do because they want to, it would be helpful to have these services in place just to ensure that they can get back again to their normal life and a good mental state, even if having an abortion does not lead to post-traumatic stress disorder. There are so many circumstances and events surrounding it, and I think abortion definitely amplifies that and can still cause a lot of depression and stress among women just based on the articles and the surveys. So overall, although it's not conclusive, I do think counseling would be helpful and that abortions can lead to a lot of symptoms of post-traumatic stress.